Hi, I'm your host, Bella Page, and welcome to the Post-Concussion Podcast, all about life after experiencing a concussion. Help us make the invisible injury become visible. The Post-Concussion Podcast is strictly an information podcast about concussions and post-concussion syndrome. It does not provide nor substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or another qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast. The opinions expressed in this podcast are simply intended to spark discussion about concussions and post-concussion syndrome. Welcome to today's episode of the Post-Concussion Podcast with myself, Belle Page, and today's guest, Madison Isaac. Madison is a very active teenager, both riding horses and dancing. She started dancing at the age of 4 and has now danced for nearly 12 years, but after a few concussion incidents, she has now had to make, as she feels, life-altering decisions. Like taking a step back from the sports that she loves, Madison's goal is to help spread awareness about concussions and the way they can affect someone. She believes that by sharing her story and with the great support team she has at home, she can help others believe that they aren't going crazy when dealing with post-concussion symptoms. Welcome to the show, Madison.
Hi, yeah, thank you.
So to start, do you want to tell us about your injuries and what happened?
Yeah, so my first concussion would have been in March of 2019. My best friend and I were sitting in the vehicle of our truck. She was in the front passenger seat and I was in the back driver's seat. And it was March, and so it was pretty warm out for me anyways. I thought it was pretty warm. But my best friend, she's always cold, just in general. She's always pretty cold. But yeah, so she was cold and I was hot. And so both of us being pretty stubborn, that led us to an argument on what we do with the temperature in the truck. So we were arguing about the temperature because I was too hot and she was too cold. And so one of us said, fight me or something. So it just as a joke, right? I was like, hey, fight me, let's go. It was a joke. But then all she did was turn around and I flinched way too hard and the back left side of my head hit the window of the truck hard enough to give myself a concussion. And I didn't realize till after a week later, after I had all the symptoms and everything else, we went to the doctor, figured out I did have a concussion. I was told to sit out dance in school and just gym and everything else, right? I did not listen. So we were just starting our competitions for dance as I... Like you said there, I had dance forever. So we were just starting our competition season and our first one was that next weekend. And so I did listen partially. I didn't do gym. I didn't do anything. Like I did school, but I didn't do gym in school. And then I also, for dance, I didn't do it in class. I just stretched. And then when it came to competition, backstage when everyone else was going, they ran it once and I just sat out and watched them. And stretched and warmed up, whatever else. And then when it came to on stage, I went on stage with them. And I did it on stage. And then I went and sat back down and rested. And I did that for the following 4 weekends because we had a competition every weekend. Plus a recital that weekend after. So it was a solid 6 weeks probably. I did not rest as I should have. And I did start to feel better. So I was like, okay, we're good to go. Get back onto it. And that was probably about May. Our recital, and then we were just kind of finishing it off. So I was like, okay, hey, perfect, we're all full throttle here, right? So we did all that, and then I was feeling pretty good, actually. I thought it all healed pretty good and just kind of forgot about it all. Then throughout that summer, I had been bucked off my horses a couple times, but not enough to ever hit my head or anything. Like, I could have just been the whiplash, whatever else. And of course, we have our boat and our tube, so we were out on the lake a lot. We were tubing and just going for it, right? We weren't really holding back or anything. So, which I'm not complaining about, that was a lot of fun. But in August of 2019, just a few months after my first concussion, my brother and I and one of our other friends, who was down from Victoria, BC, we were out in the field. We had just done a whole bunch of fencing and we were just messing around. So what we did was we were trying to rope my pony, not sure what we were doing. But we were attempting to rope the pony. And I'm not a good roper in general, so I'm not sure how this really was going to work. But it didn't in the end. But my pony's not like a mini pony. He's like a decent size. So he's too big for me to rope from my height, because I'm not very tall in general. But my brother at the time, he was probably 6 foot. And we're like, sure, I'll get on your shoulders. What can go wrong?
Yeah.
So I go to get on his shoulders and we try to get up just from like just normally and we couldn't do it, right? We couldn't get up there. So we go over to the fence to use that as stability and we get up there and it's fine. And then he turns around and then he starts to walk and or run. I'm not even really sure, honestly, but I know that as soon as he turned around and started to go, he lost his balance and then I lost my balance. And I didn't want to break his neck, like grab his head and just, I would just break and crane it backwards, right? I didn't touch him at all. I just kind of sat there and I fell backwards and took the fall backwards with the back of my head hitting two rails of our fence and then taking the impact on the ground of both myself and then Morgan, my brother. So that probably wasn't a great situation. And then as soon as that happened, I kind of sat there for a second and then I was up and running around again, right? So we didn't really think twice about it. And then as well with that incident, we didn't tell anybody about it. So that was mid-August. And until I think the third week of September, my parents had no idea about it. And we didn't think of anything, right? But then in September of 2019, I got a headache and then it kind of stuck around for a bit. And then we called Nurse Health Link there. They said, no, you should probably go to the doctor, to the ER, just kind of checked it out, that it's been too long with the headache. So we did. We went to the ER. They couldn't really tell anything. They just thought it was more of a migraine. And then a year and a bit later, I still have the same headache. I know we've tried a whole bunch of different things. We've seen a whole lot of different doctors and everything else, from doctors at the Children's Hospital in Calgary through the Neurological Center in Calgary to family doctors down here. Like, we've seen a whole lot of different doctors for my headaches. And we've all kind of came to the conclusion that it is a post-traumatic headache with a mix of post-concussion symptoms and whatever else there. So that's kind of where that's at now. And since then, I have had a couple hits to the head, but no major ones that I believe were big. But I do now tell my mother if I do hit my head, because I know she was not impressed that one time. I did not tell her.
Well, I get that, not telling your parents.
No, and like we didn't even think of it, right? Like we knew we wouldn't be in trouble or anything, but we just didn't think that we should maybe tell them, but it is what it is.
Oh yeah, I partially listened because that was essentially me. I listened because I didn't participate in any other sports but riding. So I dropped, like I wouldn't go snowboarding in the winter. I wouldn't go snowmobiling. Like I cut out every other sport or activity where I could get hurt. And then I just ride my horse. And I was like, but I'm still not listening, but I partially listen.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. I took out some risks. So you have tried a lot of treatments, as you had said, even though it's only been a year and a bit. So what worked? Did you find anything that helped?
Yeah. So we have tried a lot of different things to try and get us some help here. Actually, I can't even remember what we first tried. Everything that we tried a lot. But we've tried a whole different line of medications. I'm on one right now. I don't even know what it's called. I can't remember that. But whatever I am on, it really helps with my concentration and memory and all of that. So that's really awesome. I really appreciate that because it was not doing very good there for a bit. So I really like that. I'm very thankful for that one there because I am able to go longer with just being able to do things, right? So I do like that. We tried a whole lot of different medications there. We've tried massage, like massage therapy. We've tried cupping. We tried that. We've tried acupuncture. We've tried chiropractic, which I found has really, really helped, which I'm very, very happy we did that. Cranial sacral, I think that's what it's called. We tried that. Yep. Botox. I'm currently doing that right now. I actually have my third dosage tomorrow. Seen a whole lot of different doctors. We've tried a million other things. I just can't think of them right now.
Okay.
Chiro has definitely helped me the most. February of 2020, I was able to have about 3 days there headache free because of our chiropractor and how whatever he did there, that was our first session with him. And then we were good for about 3 days after that.
It's crazy how many things you can try. I get like messages daily throughout the social media and emails for the podcast. And what helped you or what can I do for this? And well, first, I don't give medical advice because I have no medical training.
I know.
So I would like to mention that. And then the other thing is I tried so many things. It's really hard to pinpoint. Like, I don't want to say it wasn't the acupuncture and the laser therapy and it wasn't all these things because maybe it was all of them helped a little bit.
Yeah, my girl played a part in there, but it's really hard to tell, especially what is nailing it down there.
Yeah, it really is. So as a dancer, how have you been doing now? Because you went through and did your competition season in 2019. What happened after that?
Yeah, so I did finish the season of 2019 there. The following season, the September 2020 season, that's what it would have been. I started it off, I think middle of September is when we kind of started our season there. So I started it and it was going pretty good, except I kind of also got the headache at that same time, right? So trying to deal with getting back into dance plus school, because I was starting high school at that point too, plus dealing with this headache on top of everything else now. So that was a big thing for me, but it was going pretty good. And then, but I did find that I was not able to do as much as I could have but previously to my concussion, right? So I wasn't able to jump or turn or anything like that, right? And that was a big part of it all. So that was definitely a struggle. And I wasn't even able to dance in class. So come January of 2020, I decided that I needed to take a step back from that season. I'm like, this is like the latest I'll be able to do this, because they can redo the number, they can redo spacing, they can still go to competitions, and it's fine because it won't mess them up in the long run, right? So I decided January 2020 that I would drop that season and just take a step back and then hopefully come back for September 2020 and then redo this season. And so sure enough, I did drop in January of 2020 and I tried to redo it again in September 2020. I tried that again, but it was just as difficult as it was last time, and I noticed that. So I did take a step back. Probably within the first 2 or 3 weeks, I decided I had to stop. So unfortunately, I have not been able to dance since, like a full season since my concussion. I know this last year with like this last season that I couldn't do the whole thing. I was helping with a couple classes there too. So that was good. I really enjoyed that, but I did have to drop that too. So that was kind of one of those things where I love it, but I really just got to take a step back and kind of get things figured out. I haven't really decided if I'm going to try and dance again next season or not. I'm really hoping to, but I figured if I can't, then maybe I can talk to the studio if I can maybe help with a couple classes or just something like that. So I'm not committing to a full season. I can just kind of help them out if they need. That's kind of where my head game, like there it's at right now. Hopefully we can get back into the swing of things, but it has been a hard step back there.
Yeah, it's really hard to step back from sports. I can say that because I just didn't do it and I just kept going. And it was really bad for my health, but it's nice to be involved in other ways. So like if you can coach or ref or, you know, like there's so many other ways to be involved in most sports, and it's nice to, if you can try it, and if it works for you, it helps. For me, sometimes it's hard because then you miss it more if you're around it more. So it just depends.
I know. January 2020, when I did decide to drop it, I basically just blocked it all out. And I know it's really different for everybody else, right? But I totally blocked it out. And then come September of 2020, when I tried again, I was like, okay, I really, really missed this. And I didn't realize how much I had really missed it. After that, after I did decide I did have to drop it, I played a much bigger role in trying to be there and helping out as much as I could. So especially because my mom, she's a dance teacher at the studio. So I know that was a hard step for me that first time I had to drop it, because she was still going there and she was kind of telling me everything about what was going on. And as much as I appreciated it, I really did, but I also just missed it so much. I was kind of blocking it out at that point. But then this last season, I was trying to be involved with the team and the studio in general as much as I could, even though I couldn't dance. Like I helped out with whatever they needed. But of course, the whole COVID thing, that whole took a big turn.
Oh, yeah.
So they couldn't do a whole bunch with my help or anything. So hopefully it can all get figured out there and I can get more involved with it.
And it's true. And it all takes time to figure out what works for you, especially when stepping back from a sport and with all of the brain injury stuff in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But you can connect with Madison on Instagram at madison.isaac, which will be found in our show notes as well. With that, let's take a break. Be sure to stay tuned for our talk on being in high school with a concussion. I just wanted to say thank you. The podcast is just over 6 months old and I couldn't be happier with the response. If you truly love the podcast, please consider leaving a tip in our Support the Podcast tip jar found at the bottom of our episode description. All tips are greatly appreciated and help cover costs of the show. Welcome back to the Post-Concussion Podcast with myself, Belle Page, and today's guest, Madison Isaac. So we were going to get into high school. I did 2 years of high school post-concussion, and it was definitely a unique experience, to say the least. So how has high school been, and do you have any tips for other students?
Yeah, no, for sure. So when I first got my headache, it was a huge step there because I'd started a new school. I'd started high school. I was going to grade 10 at the time. Now I'm going to grade 12, but I was going to grade 10. And it was just a huge jump for me because it was a bigger workload. It was heavier classes. It was longer classes. It was everything else. On top of that, I had this headache going on. So it was a big struggle for me to kind of get it all worked out, work out all the kinks. And I did get it all figured out there, hopefully, kind of, sort of. But it is hard to get into the swing of it, especially for me it was because I was starting a new school and I was, well, everybody was in my grade. We were all coming up here because it's not a very big town. But yeah, we were all coming to the same school and we were all starting high school, right? So like I said, it was a bigger workload. It was a bigger, like heavier classes, longer classes. It was definitely hard with my headache on top of it all. But I would say if there was any advice that I can give to anybody is you got to really focus on how you're doing and then work into it, right? So I know at that same time as I was starting high school and I was dealing with this headache, I was also trying to dance too. So if I could have, I probably would have stepped back from dance earlier so I could have gotten school under control. But that did affect me in the long run because come about March of 2020, we were all sent home because we were all having to be quarantined, right? Because that's when COVID had really gotten crazy. So we were all sent home and that was really hard because I'm trying to do all my schooling from here and I don't do change very well either, right? So now I was in person and then now I'm at home. That was a big struggle for me. But honestly, I think for me, it worked out good that I had to come back to back at the house to do it all because I had more time to get everything done that I needed and kind of catch up. So I did appreciate that. But overall, I think the only tips I could ever really give someone is you have to think about how you're doing and you have to look at your health and everything and then put school. And I'm not saying put school in the back burner. That's definitely not what I'm saying, but you should really focus on how you're doing and then throw school in there as well. So I know with me too, with my headaches, if I do need to go and take a day and just rest, I will do that. But I do also think that I will have to catch up on my schooling, right? So there's that too.
So do you have any accommodations at school right now?
Yeah, so all of my teachers there, they're all aware of my headaches and what's going on, and they are very lenient with that, right? I mean, it depends on the class and everything, but if I need an extra day for a project or something, they're usually pretty good about giving me that extra day. If I need just to take that test later that day or whatever else, they're usually pretty good about that too. And it's usually just because I, let's say, couldn't get enough sleep that night because of my headache or because I didn't have enough time to study. But I know for me, especially with my memory, it hasn't been like as great. So I can usually do about 2 or 3 awesome hours and just get it all done, or sometimes longer. It really depends, right? But after a certain amount of time, I've reached a point where I can no longer really get anything after that. So I can still go to class and I'll still do this, but no matter what, it just really won't stick in my head, right? So it's kind of whatever I've done, it just sticks. And then as soon as I hit that point, it just downhill from there. But I have been able to figure that out. And I know it's been an issue that I've really had to figure out myself as well. But after I got that figured out, it's been pretty good. But at school for accommodations, they're just basically, my teachers are all aware of what's happening. If I need an extra day, then perfect. It all depends on the class and situation, everything too. But overall, they're really good about that.
Yeah, that's really good. I had like half and half where some teachers were amazing because I was in school. It was not COVID when I was in high school. And I could get up and be like, oh, I need to go home. And then the teacher would be like, okay, yeah, no worries. Like,
yeah,
I'll tell you, like, you know, text so-and-so and they'll tell you what we do for the rest of the class. But then I had other teachers who were not a fan because they couldn't see what I was going through. So it was kind of hard for them to believe that I wasn't like just being like a sneaky teenager, I guess, who was like trying to cut class all the time.
I know.
So that was definitely interesting. How do you find online school versus being in class with the concussion symptoms and things?
Yeah. So it really all depends on how I'm feeling that day and how things are going. And what we're doing in class, that's a big thing too. Because I know this last year we had to go it was about April. I was sent home for 2 weeks because I was considered a close contact. So I was self-isolated for 2 weeks. So I was doing all my classes at home. And then I was in school for maybe 2 days. And then we were all shut down for a month. And I was like, okay, well, that's a lot of school in person. So, which I honestly, I was okay with that because I had done 2 weeks at home already. I was in that routine and it was good because I'm not good with change. So that was good. But honestly, I think it depends. That was probably in about May. So then we had the last month and a bit there in person. And it was good in that last bit there because I was able to get in the routine again. And it was good because we were just wrapping everything up. But I think for the core classes and everything, honestly, it's probably better in person for me because I am able to do it longer, or not longer necessarily, but I am able to do it in class. My teachers are right there if I need help or whatever else. But I do also think that the at home online, that was all right too, because if I needed to go like 5 minutes longer, I could. If I'm in the middle of something, I can still work through it. And then that was probably my biggest thing, is that I had the ability, if I wanted to continue working on it. Like, I had a project one day, it was my last class too, and I was working on it, and I was able to just keep going for a while until I got it done, which was great. But then at school, I guess after that mark there when school is done, I always just head home and don't have the motivation after that. So it's one of those things, it really just depends what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. So that is good though. I guess COVID makes school like so complicated and everywhere is so different. Like, some places were on school for 6 months, some places were not in school, some were online, and it's just, some were hybrid where they go to class for half the school day, and it's just really a lot to keep track of.
It's crazy, yeah.
Outside of school, and I guess inside of school, but do you explain to your friends what's been going on with your health, or do you kind of just keep it to yourself?
Well, yeah, that's one of the things that my friends that are in like my close circle, if you call it that, I'm not really sure how else to explain it, but my closer friends, they all know what's going on, and I don't hide or anything. So it's one of those things that I'm not going to go and hide and just lie about or anything, but I'm not going to go up to someone and just kind of tell them what's going on, unless I am really close to them. Then I'll give them a big update, especially after a big appointment, right? So if I have a big appointment, just kind of a, hey, this is what's going on. We aren't really doing much better, or we are doing a lot better. But most of my friends and classmates, I think they have an idea what's going on, but it's also one of those things that since I don't show it that I'm going through it, they don't really pay attention to it or anything. So I'm not really sure how they see it as from their point of view. But from my perspective, I do share with my close friends what's happening. And if there is something, and I'm not hiding it either. It's just one of those things, I'm not going to go straight up and tell one of my friends there unless they are in my closer circle. But overall, I do try and keep everyone in the loop on what's happening, especially if they ask. If any of my friends ask any questions, sure, and I'll fire whatever answers there. But I'm not going to go and tell them. I'm not one to share a whole lot of detail unless they ask a whole lot of questions. But yeah, it's kind of one of those things there.
Well, and you don't see it, right? So that's why I always like to ask, because some people keep it.
Yeah.
Like, a few of my friends, like you said, knew what was going on. And then actually when the podcast came out, I got a ton of messages from people saying, I didn't realize that's what you were going through. Yeah. Like, I knew there was something, but I didn't realize like how severe it all was. Because like you said, you look okay. I didn't look ill really at school.
No, exactly. Yeah.
So it's interesting how that can happen. Are you able to be active now at all because you're not dancing? Are you able to do anything physical?
Yeah, so I am able to do a lot more than I was able to before. I've kind of been able to expand what I'm able to do, and I can really tell my limits more and where those are at. So I'm not dancing currently. I'm still riding my horses a lot, which is great. I do know I can't go as long as I'd like to some days, but that's fine. I can still get some stuff done. I'm trying to work out a lot more often than I, because I love working out, but I just sometimes I either can't find the time, or I'm not feeling like I can. And especially when I'm doing that, I know there are some things I can and can't do. So I can't jump a whole lot. So I'll just kind of switch that out with something else. So it's one of those things I can kind of work around, which is awesome. And I love that, being able to work around it. And I try to do as much as I can, but there isn't a ton that I can do still. But I do work around with what I'm able to do. And if that's like going to the lake and swimming with my friends, or if that's hiking, or if that's riding, whatever else, I do work around with what I'm able to do. I try not to push myself too far. I know some days I do that just because it's just how that goes, right? So I do push myself too far some days, but I am getting better at figuring out my limits and where that's at. So I am very thankful for that.
Yeah, well, it's good that you're be able to be active. It's hard with the chronic headaches or headaches that are pretty frequent to be active and then know when should I stop. Like, I had a headache when I started, so when is the time to stop what
exactly,
you're doing?
Yeah.
Or do you not do anything because you have a headache all the time? And it's a hard balance to find.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you're able to be active at least enough that it's like you're enjoying it, because I find if you are a very active person and then you completely stop, it's a really big adjustment to make and it's really hard mentally.
Exactly. Mm. And that's what happened to me thereafter. I had a first drop dance. So I just kind of stopped everything too, right? So that wasn't great. I probably wasn't in the best mindset at that point either, though, because I was going, there was so much happening at once. But I am able to do a lot more than I'm. And it is hard to find that limit there too, right? If some days it's hard, if I'm like, hey, we're good now, but then 2 minutes later, we're not good. So it's one of those things that's hard to find. But once you get it, you're pretty good.
For sure. So is there anything else you would like to add before ending today's episode?
No matter what is really happening, you have to have a positive mindset over it. Because I know, like in my experiences there, I would have a, not necessarily a bad mindset, but I would kind of look on the negative side of things some days. That's just focusing all your energy onto something bad. And if you're going to do that, then there's no point really, right? So you just want to focus it on something good or the good side of it, right? So I know with my headaches or just my concussion experience altogether, I haven't been able to do a whole lot and I have had to drop dance and I have had to slow things down and whatever else, but I am also able to get the word out about concussion. So like this podcast that I'm doing right now, my last couple of 4-H presentations, I did those, I focused those on concussions. And I was very happy to do that because I was able to let everybody know and give them a better idea of what concussions really are and what they can do. So I think the only thing really else that I have to add is just to look at the positive side of it, because if you're going to waste all that energy on something negative, there's no point. So that's just, got to look at the bright side of it, because there's no point in putting all your energy onto something negative.
Well, that's great. And thank you so much for joining and sharing your story.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Has your life been affected by concussions? Join our podcast by getting in touch. Thank you so much for listening to the Post Concussion Podcast, and be sure to help us educate the world about the reality of concussions by giving us a share. And to learn more, don't forget to subscribe.